It's Friday, the 4th of September. It's very calm. Overcast. But lighter overcast, if you know what I mean. Skies are much brighter this morning. And the sun is actually shining through. Not sure how long that will last, because when we got up at 7, it was a beautiful morning. The sun was beaming. Clouds only to the west. And by 8 o'clock, which is now, those clouds have drifted over. I had hoped they were going the other way. But there you go. At least it's calm and dry. Very dry, actually. I haven't had much rain over the past few days. And it's cold. Autumn cold. It's that feeling in the air that you get this time of the year, that feeling in the air of walking through fields or quiet country lanes or up the hills. And that calm autumn air. Just a feeling. I suppose it's inbuilt, especially as each year goes past. Triggers feelings. Yes. So I slept well last night again. Wasn't up at all. But there's always a button to, for a small word. But but is a conjunction. I think it would be better to say I slept pretty well last night. Didn't have to get up. However, doesn't that sound better? However, that'll be a wasp. I'm not turning around to write my ear. Yeah, can you hear it? I'm sure you can. That was an unscheduled binaural recording. Just a pity it didn't flip round to the other ear. Some people would have been in a blind panic. Rattling around the garden like a pinball in a pinball machine off the bumpers. Screaming, waving their arms. My wife's younger brother, well, there's two younger brothers, but the first younger brother, that is the one that's near to her age. Oh my God. Yeah. He was no softie. Yeah. He was no weakling, if you know what I'm trying to say. But if a wasp came near him, it turned into, as Americans would say, jello. Over here, jelly. He turned into a big, stupid lassie. He really did. He would bend over, almost double, running his hands through his hair, shaking it and squealing. Absolutely mad. You know, he'd have stood up to a big guy, trying to face him off. But a wasp, tiny wee wasp. What is it they say? We all have our weaknesses, we all have we'll have our fears. Actually, thinking about that, I can't think of having any fears. Alright, yeah. Not really. Not a few. I mean, if a tiger was to suddenly appear in the garden and be growling like hell at me, I'd be a fear. I would be fear. But that's not what we're talking about. Tis lovely this one. Tis lovely. Shakespeare. Tis lovely this morning. Just that whole ambience, that autumn ambience. Even the air smells autumnly. The autumnal. That's a wonderful word, autumnal. We don't get, do we? I mean, we don't have that. Why does autumn get that special expression, you know? We don't say it's spring, though. It's spring. It's a lovely spring morning. Summer morning. Oh, it's a lovely winter morning. But that's it. But autumn has that extra. You can say it's a lovely autumn morning, or you can say it's a lovely autumnal morning. Isn't that great? You know, why does autumn get that extra expression? I think it deserves it, because it's my favourite season. You look around and see all the leaves turning over. Some of the shrubs, the deciduous shrubs, are already going quite bare at the top. Feeling about this winter, this coming winter. I've got a feeling in my water. I think it's going to be a bit of a sore winter this year. That's my meteorological prediction. Don't ask me to spell that, meteorological. I think it's going to, just feel it, it's there. Feel it's going to be sore. I don't mind that. Don't mind that at all. The crunch of snow below your feet. The freshness, brightness. The traffic grinding to a halt. Oh dear God.